business.
Face value. Game on. Sir Howard Stringer believes he is finally in a position to fix Sony.
When Akio Morita, Sony's co-founder, gave the firm its name in the 1950s, he was afraid it could be mispronounced in Japanese as Son-en, which means to lose yen. Little could he have imagined the problems that his eventual successor, Sir Howard Stringer, would face. The company that long dominated the field of consumer electronics, from the first pocket transistor radio to the Walkman and the PlayStation, is in trouble. Almost every product line is unprofitable. Sony expects to lose 260 billion yen, that's nearly $3 billion, when it reports its 2008 results, its first loss in 14 years. What this recession has done is expose the weaknesses in our system that we didn't want really to admit, says Sir Howard in his sunny 20th floor office overlooking Tokyo. But the crisis is finally enabling him to shake things up at Sony, something he's been trying to do since his arrival as chairman and chief executive in 2005. In recent days, Sir Howard has gently eased out the company's president, Ryoji Chubachi, who was installed just before Sir Howard's own appointment and who has stymied his restructuring efforts. Sir Howard has also appointed four young loyal lieutenants, whom he dubs the Four Musketeers, to lead Sony's newly reorganized business units, further tightening his grip on the company. This being Japan, where even sudden change happens slowly, the reforms will not take effect until April 1st. But the overhaul is long overdue. Sony's music player business has been crushed by Apple's iPod and iPhone, and its mobile phone unit, Sony Ericsson, has suffered as the handset market has polarized between cheap models and advanced smartphones. Sony is the world's second largest LCD television maker, but for 5 years has made a loss on every set it has sold. Its video game division, which used to dominate the field and sustain the rest of the company, is expected to make a loss in 2008. Sony's rival, Nintendo, by contrast, the maker of the Wii console that has far outsold Sony's expensive PlayStation 3, is expected to make a profit of 530 billion yen. Sir Howard has encountered strong internal resistance in his efforts to turn Sony around, but he cannot escape blame for its woes. He acknowledges that he failed to press for bigger changes at the outset while he sought allies. And he sent the wrong signals early on. In his first 3 years, Sir Howard spent only half of each month in Tokyo and stayed at a hotel rather than a permanent residence. The core of Sony's problem is in Japan, but Sir Howard is not, complained his critics. He now says he will spend 3 weeks of every month at the headquarters in Tokyo. Affable and unguarded, Sir Howard does not fit the stereotype of a Western corporate boss, let alone a Japanese one. Born in Cardiff, Wales, he squeezed into steerage aboard the SS United States in 1965, at the age of 22, and arrived in New York for some excitement with just a green card, that's a residency permit, and $200. After working for a few months as a clerk at CBS, a big broadcaster, he was drafted to serve in Vietnam by dint of that green card. "I hadn't been in America long enough to die for it," he joked to his comrades, who took the oddly accented fellow under their wing. He was shot at, earned a medal, and returned to CBS. As a news producer, he won 10 individual Emmy Awards, and eventually rose to become president of CBS News, and finally of the network itself in 1988, becoming an American citizen to comply with federal broadcasting laws. Sir Howard left CBS in 1995 to run a video-on-demand company, TeleTV, that was backed by big American telecoms companies, but was ahead of its time. He joined Sony in 1997 and quickly rose to run its American operations. He received his knighthood in 1999. Sir Howard became Sony's chief executive in June 2005 after the company had made a series of stumbles. Foreigners are often used to shake things up in Japan, where a Japanese boss might be too cautious, deferential, and slow. Sir Howard tried to revamp Sony as best he could, shutting vanity projects that lacked a market, including a unit that produced a robotic dog. But he was never given the remit to make really radical changes, unlike Carlos Ghosn, the Brazilian boss who saved Nissan from bankruptcy. Now Sir Howard has the control he feels he needs. When this crisis came along, for me it was a godsend, because I could reorganise the company without having to battle the forces of the status quo, he says. He has reorganised Sony into two groups, one based around networked media products, games, computers, music players, new mobile products and related services, and the other encompassing televisions, cameras and components. Crucially, the restructuring means that software development and procurement will be wrested from individual product groups and centralised, quashing their silo mentality, something Sir Howard has long been trying to accomplish. The reforms go deeper. Sony will cut around 16,000 employees, including full-time workers who had counted on lifetime employment. It also will close up to 6 of its 57 factories around the world. Sony expects all this to save around $2.5 billion a year. It has been too slow to move its operations to where its customers are. Around half of its products by value are made in Japan, but only 15% of its electronic sales are domestic. The strength of the yen, which soared during 2008, is debilitating. Sir Howard says Sony is open to making deals to bring in new ideas and technologies or to shed underperforming businesses. The issue of cutting costs, laying off people and closing factories and the like is very difficult, he says. I've got to respect the country that I'm in, but I will push them as far as I can. The big question now, assuming that Sir Howard is finally in a position to make radical changes, is whether he will be able to make them quickly enough to save Sony and himself. The next year will be his final toss of the dice. If he is unable to overhaul the company, the next head to roll will be his.